Rick, let's begin today with a quick review, quick look back at the big Blue Angels weekend on Pensacola Beach. Apparently, the record crowd that was expected for the four-day period did show up.
Certainly. If you look at the photographs of the beach, it is just wall-to-wall people. It was astonishing to look at those photographs, how many thousands of people were at the beach, and compare that to just 4 short years ago at about this time of the year when beaches were deserted in the aftermath of the oil spill. So it's great to see visitation come back strong. It's great to hear that occupancy rates and tourist spending were at very high levels and surpassed demand. Of course, some of that, as you and I talked about, may have been due to the fact that they had bad weather along the East Coast in early July, and so we're getting some positive spillover from the East Coast.
You say also positive is news on the real estate foreclosure front. Talk about that.
We do have good news on, it's called Lis Pendens, and it tracks homes entering the foreclosure process. I had been looking at those numbers for June, actually, because we had just seen some housing start numbers at the federal level, at the national level, that were somewhat disappointing. And I looked locally, and actually, our real estate market continues to show signs of strengthening. The number of homes entering the foreclosure process in Escambia was down 36% in June from the same period last year. For Santa Rosa, the number of homes entering foreclosure down 27%, Okaloosa 43%, Walton down 23%, Bay County down 41%. So overall, across the five westernmost coastal counties in Northwest Florida, we were seeing numbers that ranged from down 23% to down 43% in terms of the number of homes entering the foreclosure process. So overall, signs that the real estate market is picking up. And of course, what we're all waiting on is for the job market to strengthen correspondingly, because as jobs come back, particularly middle-income, upper-income jobs, then we're going to see increased demand for homes and we'll see some price appreciation. But having said that, actually, home price appreciation across Northwest Florida is on track, and we've now seen, gosh, we're in our fourth year now of home price growth for Northwest Florida.
Let's talk now, Rick, dig deeper into the unemployment situation. Weekly jobless benefit applications dropping, the four-week average down to 309,000.
Correct. And the initial jobless claims numbers are important. They come out every week. And if you look at the forecasting models that incorporate the initial jobless claims numbers, you can see that they're actually pointing to unemployment at the national level that may well dip below 6% by early autumn. And so overall, good news in the job market. However, we lost, 9 million jobs nationally during the recession. At the national level, we've just now gotten back to that pre-recession high. But of course, that doesn't count the fact that we have got population growth that runs at 1% per year. And so with population growth like that, we need to be creating net new jobs. It's not enough to just get back to the level where we were.
Rick, I wanted to take a moment to talk about a report from the President's Council of Economic Advisors showing a drop in the number of adult Americans, I guess that's 16 years of age and older, participating in the labor force, down to 63% from 66%.
Exactly. And so the job market, while it is in recovery, it's not generating sufficient jobs to provide employment to all the people that would like to be employed, new entrants to the job market. What we're seeing and what shows up loud and clear in the job openings and labor turnover survey, the JOLTS survey as it's known, is that people are not leaving their jobs. The U.S. job market is traditionally very dynamic. People come and go. They take new jobs. They leave their old jobs. And that improves productivity. It gets people into the jobs where they do the best, where they feel that there's the best fit, the most comfort. And so that isn't happening today at the same rates that it did before the recession. Instead, we're seeing people who are still reluctant to leave their old job because the future is uncertain and the job market is tough. And what that means on the hiring side, the good news is that hiring appears to be picking up on a sustained basis. And that's what we need to see in order to get net new job growth to stay up in the 250,000, 300,000 net new jobs per month range that we need to see to have some improvement in household incomes, a long-lasting improvement in people's ability to go out there and spend. So yes, it's disturbing that the labor market participation figures are down. Some of that is demographics, that as the baby boomers get older, they're less likely to get into the job market after a layoff. They may be exiting the job market more frequently than other age demographics. But still, you'd like to see the labor force participation rate holding steady rather than dropping.
Well, hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.